You're listening to the KPSU webcast. All of our content is available for download under the archive section at www.kpsu.org.
You're listening to KBPS Portland, a.k.a. KPSU, Portland's College Underground Radio, evenings and weekends throughout the Portland, Oregon, Vancouver metropolitan area at 1450 a.m., 24 hours a day, online at www.kpsu.org, and on the Portland State University campus. We are heard at 98.1 FM. My name is Ricardo Wang, and we're going to go into the special bonus hour of What's This Called this week, featuring, as promised, the live performance of Phil Knight, a.k.a. The Silver Man, with Soraya. And this is a very exciting thing, and I would like to thank DJ Metal for donating the hour of his program. These guys have been struggling with feedback and stuff and sound checking to get it right so it will sound right for you, and I think we're there. So we're going to go into that next. Just to back announce, the last thing you heard was Martin DeClair from his solo album on the Beta Lactam Ring Records label called So Close Yet So Far Out. The track was Delayed Chemistry. Martin, of course, is a part-time in-and-out guitar player for the legendary Pink Dots, and that particular track featured Phil Knight doing a synth loop and as Chris put it, the fat beats. The legendary Pink Dots right before that from Ancient Days, a reissue of really, really old stuff. And that track was Dollhouse, and that's, of course, also on Beta Lactam Ring Records. The Tear Garden before that, which is the group featuring basically legendary Pink Dots and Kevin Key from Skinny Puppy. And that track was New Eden, the album called To Be an Angel Blind, The Crippled Soul Divide, and it was released on the Network label. So, with no further ado, here is The Silver Man with Soraya, live on KPSU.
Thank you.
All right. That was The Silver Man, backed up by Soraya, and actually a little bit of help from Chris Macbeth there, too, with a live version of something from his very first solo album, Circle the Sun and You Become One, the title of the track. And we will have The Silver Man in here shortly for an interview, and who knows, maybe we can talk him into going out there and playing some more. We'll see. And you're listening to a special extended, what's this called? Next week, you'll be getting actually 2 hours of metal show, and I'm going to be gone for a few weeks. So, next up, while we see about getting Phil in here, you're going to hear something from the one album back by the legendary Pink Dots. This is the album Your Children Placate You from Premature Graves, and this track is called Peace of Mind.
Thank you.
album back. That's Your Children Placate You from Premature Graves, and the track Peace of Mind by the legendary Pink Dots. And of course, right before that, we heard The Silver Man with Soraya here live in the studio and performing something from his first solo album, the track Circle the Sun and You Become One. And Mr. Phil Knight, aka The Silver Man's, here in the studio with me.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in here and doing this, Phil. You just got back from touring with the Dots. And
I have indeed, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long one, back-to-back shows, and luckily I've had a couple of days sleep since I got
cool.
back. So.
Well, from what Chris at Beta Lactam Ring said, you kind of had a little blowing off some steam too. So,
indeed, yeah.
So I appreciate you coming for such an early date. I know this is the weirdest time in the world for people that play, you know, experimental and music, because usually you're kind of ghettoized into the middle of the night for any radio or show or anything. So.
Totally. That's why I asked to get all the lights down a bit.
No problem. I'm gonna hit you with what's probably the most obvious question that for an interview, and you've probably been asked once or twice. But where does the name The Silver Man come from?
Right. Well, it comes from a song called Flowers for the Silver Man, mm-hmm. by the legendary Pink Dots, and the character in that song. Is the main character from Robert Heinlein's book A Stranger in a Strange Land.
Oh, cool.
Who comes down to try to save the world.
Right. That was kind of a philosophical novel disguised as science fiction. And
yeah.
It's one of my favorite books, actually.
Yeah, me too.
And I was going to ask you about that in terms of the the Dots. There's all this imagery that it evokes a lot of science fiction and fantasy type stuff, and I was wondering if you read that type of fiction a lot or
not so much these days, but I used to years ago. Edward, I think, still reads a lot of science fiction. I do still like science fantasy. I find that much more relatable,
right.
And interesting.
Who are some of your favorite authors?
Off the top of my head, I have no idea.
Okay, I was curious about like Michael Moorcock. Is that
years ago? That was that takes me back. I was like 18 or something, and that was well before the Dots when I read Michael Moorcock.
Cool.
That was when I was going to my first concert, which was Pink Floyd live in Hyde Park for free.
Wow. Yeah. No. I asked that in part because I read a lot of Michael Moorcock, and I participate on his message board, where he's a cool guy. He actually shows on there and talks to people all
cool.
the time. And I run the music sub forum on there as one of the moderators, and so there are definitely some Moorcock fans that are going to be listening and checking this out. I wonder about this too. I get this vibe from the legendary Pink Dots that you guys get along better than a lot of bands that have been together for a long time. And that, do you actually socialize with people in the band, and Edward in particular, when you're not doing music? Granted, you're doing music almost 24/7. So
yeah, I mean, Edward and I go way back. I mean, mm-hmm. we met when we were both pretty much just left school.
Mm-hmm.
And we came together through our shared love of krautrock music,
uh-huh. Cool.
and psychedelic music in general, and it's kind of it was the start of what's obviously become a lifelong friendship, and I don't know, I guess we're kind of like brothers, really.
Uh-huh. Do you fight like brothers ever?
No. English people aren't into fighting. They're a bit more reserved.
Okay. Just curious about that.
But it's a symbiotic relationship,
right.
You know. Edward and I, we work very well together. We know
uh-huh.
what the other one's going to do, and
I bet.
We compose really well together, and work off each other really well.
I'd imagine with that many years of playing music so frequently together, you must just kind of not even have to look at each other to kind of guess the next one's move some of the time.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That's cool. And, you came down here with Chris McBeth from Beta Lactam Ring Records here in Portland, and he was on here not that long ago, sitting in with me and playing some stuff, and he actually shared the wedding march that you guys wrote for him and his wife when you got married, and I thought that was a really cool thing. So, you know, it's nice the kind of intimacy that this show is able to have with musicians and people, and I really appreciate you coming down here. Now, did Soraya perform that piece with you on the album originally, or...?
No. It was originally a solo piece, completely solo, but I've discovered... I loved that track. It's one of the seminal Silverman tracks, and I always was a little bit protective about it. But at a certain point, Edward worked on it. He wanted to do it in his solo. We were doing like joint solo shows, and he loved. I was working on his songs. And he was working on my songs, and so he joined me on Circle the Sun, You Become One, and was really adding to it, and I thought, wow, actually this is great. I like the collaboration that happens on this, and then actually it was seeing Soraya play when we played at Babati's Pan a month ago made me realize that the vocal overtone work that he does would actually really fit on Circle the Sun.
Yeah, no, you definitely, the two of you blended really well. Was that the first time you've played together?
Yep.
Did you?
But apart from about 5 minutes yesterday, where I just kind of showed him the basic of the piece.
Awesome. And you guys are willing to go back out there and fool around and do some improvisational stuff for us?
Yeah, we could try that, I think.
All right, that sounds really cool. Next up, I'm going to play something off of an older Legendary Pink Dots record, the Golden Age, and I'm going to play the title track off of that. Anything you want to say about that particular piece of music going way back in your past?
Well, this is a classic Pink Dots record, this one.
I agree.
People say this is the album that shows the most classical style of the Pink Dots, and I have fond memories of it, because actually this was a time when I was living in a caravan together with Edward on the property of Niels, our saxophone player, who's by the river, and it was one of these idyllic summers, and hence the Golden Age, I guess.
All right. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Thanks again, and we'll hear you out there playing.
Okay, thanks.
The dress. Saturday at noon. I think I've just recovered from last night now. Let's see what's on the radio.
Well, my car's been making very weird
What
noises.
You need to do is update the carburetor with a laser scope manifold injection.
Please don't laugh at me.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Sir, please don't laugh at me.
Now, I remember my time in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota.
This week on Gardening in the Home, the history of the radish.
Oh, this week we'll explore the history of Des Moines blues. What role did the corn shortage play?
Wow, what's this called?
That's right. What's this called? Saturdays at noon on KPSU. Experimental and eclectic music, post-punk, drone, noise, and beauty. Public radio on the weekend daytimes may never be the same.
Mailman, mailman, why the face? You are my deliverer. Mailman, mailman, does it taste of baby snails and cod's liver? Mailman, mailman, you're my friend. You bring me those packages. When the dog bites, I'll pretend to wrap you up in bandages. Oh, mailman.
Listening to KPSU, and now performing live, The Silver Man and Soraya.
once again, that was Soraya and the Silverman live in the KPSU studios. You just heard The Equalizer from Poppy Variations by the legendary Pink Dots on the Beatlelectum Ring Records label. And before that, of course, The Silver Man and Soraya creating absolutely, absolutely entirely brand new music for you here in the KPSU studio. And once again, we want to thank The Silver Man and Soraya for coming in and performing this special two-hour edition of What's This Called. Next week will be 2 hours of metal show, and then the week after that, yet another Pope, Austin Rich, will be sitting in on What's This Called. And then the week after that, hopefully I'll be back. Thanks for listening. See you on the Rainbow Bridge.
Up. KBPS Portland. KPSU, Portland's college radio station. Evenings and weekends at 1450 a.m. on campus at 98.3 FM. And 24 hours a day at www.kpsu.org.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is El Shammai. El Shammai means God exists. And I'm Roland. As usual, I bring you gospel music and pray and share the word of God. And so stay tuned and enjoy